James Conner's status finally got put into words, and the words were a refusal. "I'm not going to give you a timeline on it because we don't know that timeline yet," head coach Mike LaFleur said, per Tyler Drake at Arizona Sports. LaFleur framed the approach as return to performance rather than return to play. "The veteran gets to feel fully capable before he competes," per Drake. Functionally, nothing moved. Conner has still not taken an 11-on-11 rep in camp. He did not play in Saturday's 34-13 loss to Dallas, and last week's watch item, a date, now has an explicit non-answer attached. What did change is the room around him, and it changed in his favor without him lifting a finger. Rookie Jeremiah Love's ankle came back as a high ankle sprain, per ESPN's reporting relayed by Darren Urban at the team website, and he went the week without a practice. Trey Benson is dealing with a knee flare-up, per Drake. That leaves Tyler Allgeier and the depth backs holding the healthy backfield a week before rosters cut to 53. A healthy Conner would matter more today than he did 2 weeks ago. But that is a role waiting for a body, and the body still has not said yes. Back in June, we said the real question on Conner was never the player but the job. A rehabbing 31-year-old coming off a season-ending foot injury, behind a rookie drafted third overall, with the foot the first thing to watch. Late August, the foot remains the entire story, now officially without a schedule. The checkable items, whether Conner enters team drills before Friday's preseason finale at Green Bay, and whether he opens the season on the active roster or a reserve list when the 53 is set Sunday, will check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.